You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Declutter Me. I'm joined by your co-host in just a second, but this is a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And we're here again. And hello, Shalina.
What kind of introduction was that? That was just so weird. And
that is the kind of introduction that happens when I freestyle.
That was a bad freestyle.
I know. Normally, like, I have the idea kind of a little bit formed.
Really?
Yeah, no. Normally, I'm saying when I do the variations, I at least have an idea when I'm doing them.
Oh.
This was kind of like, if I just, you know, jumble the sentences around, will it change the introduction? It does, badly, but now we know.
Yeah.
You never know until you try.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. How are you? Hope you're all well. Hope you had a good week. I'm Chirag, my co-host. And we're going to talk about today.
I mean, I have no idea what you were trying to do there, but I think...
No cars? We're not going to talk about cars today? No new car?
No new car.
Okay, fine.
Kind of kills the conversation, huh? If you ask a question and I say no.
No. Okay, anyway, let's go straight into it.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about today?
We are going to talk about coffee mugs and tea mugs. Teacups. Teacups and coffee mugs. Why is it teacups and coffee mugs?
No, I think people say coffee cups too, don't they?
No.
No?
Only coffee cups when you go to a coffee shop. But you never say tea mug.
No, you don't say tea mug. That's true.
Teacup.
You say mugs in which you drink tea, sure, but you don't say tea mug. That's true.
True.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't know what that's about, but, you know.
If you know the answer to this question, please let us know in the comment box below.
Right.
Thanks.
Going back to being a decluttering podcast again.
We're decluttering.
So we're going to talk about just... mug cabinets and cup cabinets and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of, you know, it's that time of the year where there's lots of moving, unpacking, especially kitchens. So I've been doing a lot of that. There's people have so many cups and mugs, and people get them free often from their work or when you go to networking events or any event. You know, for a while it was like the coolest thing to do was to give.
Yeah, like a branded cup or a branded mug.
Then it became a disposable flask. So that's the thing. I don't know what it is now. Do they give stuff still?
Well, we haven't really had a lot of exhibitions and things. But I know that for a while, the sort of the coffee containers, the water bottles, that was the sustainable option was kind of also going around for a little while.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's that. So people have them and they never get rid of them. Whereas, you know, with me, and I've mentioned it before, I think when we talked about business networking and what to do when you get these freebies. We mentioned it in the freebie podcast as well. So I've said, you know, when I get it, I'll take the bag of goodies. I'll look at it when I'm at the traffic lights and see anything that I like. And then, which is usually not anything except for maybe one notepad. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it I will give to the security guard in my in my building or to the maid. Mm-hmm. I won't take it won't come into my house. It'll go into one of those donation bins.
Right.
But it never comes into my house. But people often don't do that because they're trying to be nice. So they bring it home and then they have all these random coffee mugs from different places and from companies that they didn't even like working in. You know, sometimes, there's a lot of... There's also
a sentimental side of things too, right? So I do know people that like really love coffee mugs. So I know that it becomes a gifting option for them. So people gift them coffee mugs of different kinds and styles. I know people who collect them.
Yeah, so like the Starbucks mugs. So people go around the world and collect Starbucks mugs.
Oh, really? So they're similar to like the Hard Rock t-shirt collections, right?
Exactly like that. But just as painful. Actually worse, because people keep them in... They're huge. They're really big, round cups. It's not like they're small things. They're huge, round things. And they keep them in those big boxes that they're in and never take them out. And, oh, my God, organizing them into a top shelf and stacking them. And you have to be careful because they're ceramic. And they bought it from Timbuktu, so it's very precious.
But yeah, I think the sentiment, the value is there, right? So it's either a trip that they want to remember, like it's almost like a souvenir in a way. So mugs actually get into that category as well.
Yeah, it's a souvenir, but it's as we've talked about before on the holiday podcast as well. You know, it's clutter. Like, you know, you have pictures from your holiday, you have your memories. What is a Starbucks cup gonna do for your memory? That you accept that you went to Starbucks in another country, isn't it? That's all.
No,
it
I mean,
is.
I get the idea. At least I get the value of doing that. I mean, you know, whatever. You can collect souvenirs. You can collect this. People buy lots of things. By the way, I know people who get tattoos when they go on holiday. Like there's so many things. Yeah.
My mom used to get vodka glasses, but then we had
shot glasses.
Hide.
Yeah, same thing. So,
but that was like she did it when we started. You know, first time we went to Florida, and then she'd put it in glass cabinet. But whenever anybody would come over who was like Muslim, she'd have to hide it because you know we're Muslim. We'd never use them, of course. But it's just my mom loved these shot glasses.
Yeah, they're again. So that's what I mean. So I think that there's sentimental value to collecting those things, and I get the idea behind it. But I think, and like I said, I think mugs fall in that category because a lot of people do that with mugs.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
and they collect them a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, and it causes clutter. I mean, unless you're going to put it in a glass case, like cabinet, and have a you know, so you can see them, they're just going to languish
or
in a cupboard.
Or use them, I guess. If you're going to actually circulate them around. Yeah. But.
And otherwise, they're just going to languish in a cupboard in your kitchen. And obviously, there's always precious real estate in kitchens. It's very rare that I find a kitchen which has got space available for things. It gets filled up with so much stuff. So these don't need to be there. So let's talk about decluttering them. You know, I mean, I know it's hard for some people. For a lot of people, it's really easy. They do it very quickly once we start the process. So go through the cups and do them into separate piles. So do the ones you use every day, you love, are your special sentimental ones. Like I have my orange mug I bought from Crate and Barrel for Halloween, which got a black cat on it and I love it. I used to have it at work because my kind colleagues used to call me a witch. So I had a witch mug. I know, they were horrible. So I had this mug for years and I still got it and I love it. And, you know, if you watch the YouTube videos, you sometimes see me drinking from it. But that's my favorite mug of all time and nobody else can touch it. So we all have that, you know. So keep those mugs. So put them into one pile. So that's your pile one. Pile two are the mugs and cups that you get, you know, for when you have guests. You know, like, so people have that. So maybe have two sets. But not 10 sets. I mean, how many guests do you have? Unless you're in a palace and you have guests coming in all the time, I don't think you need 10 sets of different cups, like for tea and coffee and kawa and espresso.
Yeah, and the different size cups, like it's like whatever. Wine glasses and stuff. Like there's so many different kinds.
Yeah.
And yes, they're interchangeable, but I know a lot of people would be sticklers to be like, well, espresso is the small cup and the coffee is the...
And espresso has the handle. Kawa has no handle.
No handle, yeah.
And they can be glass or it can be ceramic. And then they have a saucer and a tiny spoon.
And you have the tea versions as well. So you have the Soleimani style or the Iranian style, like a Turkish style coffee. I mean, sorry, tea. And then you have a cappuccino or something else coming out. So there's so many different kinds too.
Yeah. And then the British cup teas with the saucers. Yep. And everything. So there is, and some people, you know, and we are in a region, culturally, tea and coffee is a big thing here. So I see all kinds of different teas, like what you talked about, and cups and mugs as well. So you need to, we need to organize that. So see which, you know, what they're used for. So that's in your section two. So it's not your everyday ones. That's in section one, the ones that you love. So then we got section three. They're the cups you don't use, the ones you've been gifted, you know, the sets that you get gifted when you move into a new house. People are like, oh, wow. Like, don't gift people big presents when they move into their houses because, you know, you're very excited about your new house and you want to buy new things for your house. Don't. So just please don't give your taste onto other people. Just get them a voucher so they can go buy something from, say, Bloomingdale's or Selfridges or...
Yeah, that's typically... this is the last couple of times people have moved. That's what I've done, right? I've just gone and give them...
A Crate and
Barrel. Either I tell them that... either I know that, okay, they will appreciate a Crate and Barrel or a home center or whatever, and then I do that. Or sometimes I ask to be like, okay, what is the store you're actually going to go out and buy stuff from?
Yeah.
And let me just get you a voucher for that.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But who's ever going to say no to a Crate and Barrel voucher?
That's a good point.
And what's the new one I've been loving? William Sonoma. There's a Williams Sonoma here.
Yeah, they've just opened, right?
Yeah.
They're fairly new anyway.
Yeah, I went a bit crazy for the bathroom, which we were going to talk about on another podcast. But yeah, so the category three things are the ones you're going to donate or give away or throw away if they're chipped, broken, ugly, and nobody should be drinking from them because they're such ugly cups, you know, or they're from the 70s and have like some disgusting design on them.
I think it's that idea of what did you used to say? It's just like if you have stuff in a drawer and you haven't looked at that drawer in like a year,
or then 6 months.
Or 6 months. I think it was a year because of last year. Yes, otherwise it's 6 months. And you haven't really had any reason to open it. And the stuff in there is either just sentimental or really actually not useful. So yeah. I think the same thing can be applied. So if something's at the back of your mug cabinet and you haven't pulled it up or you haven't really dug in to get it out or you don't feel like drinking in it, then maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of that. And you know another thing I've just thought about? Like mugs that people get, Christmas mugs. It's a thing. To get Christmas mugs. I mean, I know I said I have a Halloween mug, but I use that all the time because I don't care that it's for Halloween. But people buy Christmas mugs and then they only use it for Christmas and like Christmas Eve or the morning of Christmas Day, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the day those mugs come out, yeah.
Yeah, that's 364 days it will be in the cupboard, not being used.
But the very reason in that case, it should be treated like the winter jacket or whatever. It should be in a separate place somewhere else and not take up space in the kitchen. So if that is something you really want to maintain, then put them with the other storage, whatever the other storage space you have is, and just stack them there and only pull them out when you pull out the Christmas decorations right around that time, and then chuck them away when the Christmas decorations go away and they're not taking up real estate in the kitchen itself. Right?
That's a good idea. Put it in a Christmas box. So make a Christmas box for all the delicate stuff, like the delicate ornaments, and put the cups in there. Yeah, that's a good idea. Like, don't take up the valuable real estate in your kitchen, which is what happens. That goes with the Christmas disposables as well. People have disposable plates and napkins and stuff. That's a whole other thing. I'm sure we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Once you've got rid of all everything, you can then see what you've got left and what you're using. And what I find in a lot of the cupboards recently is that they're really high. So you can't, you know, there's not enough shelves to put cups into. You know, in these cupboards, because I don't know, most probably a man who doesn't cook or use a kitchen properly. So, or maybe a woman, but I think it's a man. So there's these shelves that are like really super duper high.
Right.
So thankfully in certain stores, they have these shelf saver things that you buy. So I use one from Home Center, which is I love. So you can put like, you know, the espresso cups, the kawa into these shelf units. And then you can put two rows of the mugs as well in these different things. So they're really useful. So if you can get these shelving units, you know, you have them on Amazon or IKEA or a Home Center, get them because they're great to save space. And then you can double stack or triple stack the cups. And then the ones you don't use often are at the top and the ones you do use often are at the bottom. Think of ways like that to save space. And it also reduces the amount of cupboards that are taking up space with the mugs, because as I said, the mugs take up so much space, it's ridiculous. So that's my top tips. And then saucers as well, you know, how many people use saucers? If you don't use saucers, put them at the top. They should be further away. So everything you don't want to reach easily, put them higher up, and the things you want all the time, put them lower down.
Sounds good. I think that's a good strategy. You know, separate them, segregate them, whatever, and then ideally you're only keeping whatever your pile one and pile two is, what you said, right?
Yeah. And also, you know, we've talked about the tea and coffee station, which is a big thing now. So, you know, we were talking about general tea and coffee stations, but some people have like certain things in the kitchen for breakfast, guests, you know, so the tea and coffee mugs might be there. But then upstairs, there might be a tea and coffee station for the evening, you know, while they're sitting and watching TV and stuff. So if you have two spaces, you have to still use the same logic in both places for your cups. Because, you know, even though you might need more because you've got two spaces, you don't need that many, you know. So see what you need and you don't need.
Okay, sounds good. Yep. Well, that's what we have for you on the mugs front. I feel like we still have another whole conversation to be had around coffee tea and brewing and that sort of all of the...
coffee brewing.
Yeah, all of the...
And the scales.
Yeah.
And like the drip thing. You know how long those drip things take to get coffee? I mean, to Sweden.
You know how sweet and beautiful those cups are?
It was awful. I paid a lot of money in Sweden for that drippy thing. 10 minutes it took me to get a coffee.
Yeah, but it's so smooth.
No.
Okay, this is for another day.
It's for another day.
That's all we have for you this week. We'll see you again next week.